Live now for exquisite fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Instant Illumination. Live now for exquisite fun. How can you have exquisite fun by living now? Well, to live in the past is not much fun at all. You remember some happy times, and you remember some sad times, and you remember all the things that were brought out, but you don't really remember what happened because you were having too much fun. All you remember is, so to speak, the itinerary of it, but not the enthusiasm of it. And if you live in the future, you look for the day when you're going to go to the show, you're going to go to the theater, you're going to go out to the park, you're going to go on a trip, or you're going to have a day off at home to do what you want to do. But you see, every day is made up of what?
Of time.
Yeah, that's right, of time. Every day is made up of moments, of seconds, of instants. Now, if your girlfriend kissed you, and it was your first kiss from that girlfriend, and you'd wanted it for a long time, would that moment be exquisite? It would be well remembered and well appreciated because it was something you anticipated. But the moment it happened, it really wasn't all that much a big deal because it was just a schlabber glups, you know. But what you thought of it and what you dreamed of it and how you envisioned it. So it's just like the boy is going like this, you know, pushing his lips out there, and the girl's looking at it and saying, he didn't brush his teeth, you know, his beard is not freshly shaved. Oh, you know, and he doesn't know she's thinking all these thoughts. Mm-hmm. But she's thinking all these thoughts. Now, what difference should that make to him? If she kisses him, and that's his desire, that should be the most fun thing in the world, the most happy thing in the world. And then your friend comes along, your logical friend, and your friend says, I saw the kiss she gave you. My gosh, so sarcastic. What? I saw the kiss that she gave you. It was not really a pleasant thing at all. She was saying, tch, you know, she spit on you, you know. It did feel kind of wet. But, you see, your friend should shut up. You want to live in the moment of ecstasy that you had for yourself, and you don't need... Does it help you to know that she didn't really appreciate kissing you? Not one little bit. Will you ever kiss her again? Who knows? Who knows? I always say of my students, the ones who are the most troublesome to me are my longest lasting students who are really into the philosophy the most amount.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that's that's you for one, Ellen, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because Ellen gave me as much tough directions as anyone could, you know, while she was starting out finding herself in the program. But live now for exquisite fun. I never ask people how they like something. How'd you like that cake? How'd you like that ice cream? How'd you like that sex? You know, you never ask them because that's stupid. Because it's you that is being pleased. When you eat that cake, you like it or not. If someone else doesn't like it, now, today at the table we had an interesting experience. We had Douglas Hess sitting here eating one of Ellen's famous vegetable soups. It was a soup fit for a king, and it was a soup that anyone would have dearly loved. Well, Douglas had a problem. He opened his eyes and he saw what he was eating. He saw it was vegetables, and the word vegetable is a no-no in Douglas' life, just like in some children's life, no-no for vegetables and no-no for salads and no-no for things that are good for them, you know. And so if Douglas could have kept his eyes closed and eaten, he would have had the most wonderful meal of his life. But he opened his eyes and he judged. And he judged everything that was going on in that bowl. Now, as he said himself, If it were a beef stew with all those vegetables, it's possible he would have eaten it, you know. That's also possible he would have taken out the veggies in the beef stew, like people who do not like vegetables. Now, not liking vegetables starts out early in our life, and we carry it with us forever, and it doesn't really do us any benefit because the veggies are basically beneficial for our body. Okay, now, live now. So if I would say to Doug, hey, Douglas, close your eyes. Now keep them closed and eat, because you told me how much you love beef stew. And I had a little beef bouillon, and I poured it in there, and in the veggie, and you ate them, and you said, wow, this is tender meat. This is tender stuff. Wow, hey, it's so good, the nice taste in it. Doug, did you ever stop to think, what is it that you like about barbecued spare ribs? You like barbecued spare ribs? Yes.
Yeah.
What do you like? It's the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
It's not the spare ribs, because usually there's not very much meat on it. And usually it's pretty, you know, you pull it with your teeth and stuff like that, trying to get it off, and it's not tender, basically, at all. Sometimes you get a bigger chunk, but basically, what they call spare ribs are spare ribs. Ribs with barely anything on them. But, you know, we do that to ourselves. So, what we want to do is live in the now, and Ellen, with every meal henceforth, we will serve a bottle of barbecue sauce. So, no. But, you see, if at every meal we have barbecue sauce and you think you're having barbecue ribs, you get tired of that too. But, wow, would you dig into that, you know, if you felt that that was barbecue. You know, vegetarians have sort of ersatz meat, substitute meat. And it looks like meat. It tastes something like meat, but it isn't. And I have eaten it, and it's not good. In fact, we serve it here often, and it's not my pleasure.
You mean tofu?
Tofu, that's part of it, yeah. But they have other things that make up ersatz meat too. Hmm? Soybeans, yes, soybeans. Soybeans are the big thing they use. Mm-hmm. So, now, soybeans and tofu have not been on my specialty list. Perhaps if I ate tofu and soybeans with some person that I was very thrilled to be with, that I was just delighted to be with, I probably would maybe even get a taste for soybeans and tofu. But I've tried it many times. But you see, I live in the now. I live in the now. So every time soybeans and tofu come up, I try it. I don't mean I try it. I eat it. And it still leaves the same almost feeling in me, you know, it's almost food. But live now for exquisite fun. As you live now, you do great things. Now, this morning, Douglas and Brian took a bed out of here and took it over to the other building and installed it upstairs and did a beautiful job, didn't scratch it or anything. And they struggled up the staircase. They twisted and turned and wiggled and yearned that they weren't doing it, but they were doing it, and they got it up there. Fortunately, as Douglas said, Brian was on the bottom. But it came up. Now, I have moved those beds many times myself, and those beds are very light. Now, you say, Herb, you haven't lifted it recently, have you? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I do lots of things. I do lots of things, and I do it very easily and very simply. And everyone can do it very easily and very simply. Ellen?
Yes.
This food is healthy for my body and filled with love.
Yes.
And if this food is not healthy for my body and filled with love, what do I say?
Doesn't exist.
I say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love.
Always.
Always, right. And is the food healthy for my body and filled with love?
Oh.
Ellen, when I drink something that's not good for me, what happens?
It doesn't exist for you.
It goes in and goes out.
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist for me. It does not take up residence in me. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Ellen, was I in the Indian compound, the teepee, that had smoke in there enough to smoke a lamb, you know? And were they smoking cigarettes around me as near as a couple inches away? And were they smoking the other tokens of the Indian lore? Yes. Did it disturb me?
No.
Why not? I didn't take it in. I didn't accept it for myself. Now, you see, this can happen. This can happen. And when we don't accept it for ourselves, then what happens?
Yeah, the master.
We're untouched. When we accept it, we say, oh, I don't eat that. You know, right away, we make a problem. What does a master do when he serves something that does not appeal to him, which never happens, of course, but what does a master do if he serves something, well, we have would-be masters, and it doesn't appeal to him?
Not hungry.
No, he doesn't eat it.
Yeah.
He pushes it aside. That's why sometimes family meals are a good idea, because you serve yourself, you see, and then you take what you want. But, yeah, if we live in the now, in this moment now, we find that it is exquisite fun. Now, where is Brian now?
At the Shangri-La.
And what is Brian doing at Shangri-La?
Adjusting the tire from the green lawnmower.
Oh, the flat tire. And how is he doing that?
Accident.
He is patching it and putting air in it, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Is he having fun?
Yeah.
Why is he having fun?
Because I treat him like this.
He's having fun because he is earning so much money for doing things that don't cost that much money. Interesting, isn't it? Now, is that the truth?
No.
What is the truth? We get measure overflowing, value overflowing for every penny we invest in anybody.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I see some hesitation and doubt there.
I didn't really understand what you said.
For every penny I spend, I get 10 pieces of candy. For every penny you spend, you get one piece of candy. Why do I get 10 and you get one?
Because I get 10 too.
No, because I expect it. See, I expect abundance in my life. And you, too, could expect abundance in your life.
I do, too.
Kind of hard to tell a story with her, isn't it? You expect abundance in your life?
Yes.
Do you get it?
Yes.
And what's the recent thing that you've gotten abundance with? See, it's kind of hard to think of it.
Oh, I got 10 roses.
Ha ha! You woke up. That's great. What'd you get?
A chocolate cake.
Oh, what'd you get? That was a lovely surprise. Can't think of it. Huh? Knowledge? Okay, that's a step. Okay, but you see, the thing is, Ellen, she got a beautiful birthday party. Then she got another birthday party. And then she got beautiful cards. And then she got more beautiful cards. And then she had the internet loaded with blessings and love from all over the world for her. Then she got pictures of her family for her birthday. And lots of other beautiful things. Now, Ellen, are those
abundance? Yes.
Abundant things?
Yeah.
Would you say that you had a very prosperous, if you want to call it that way, a very prosperous birthday?
Absolutely.
Right. And Ingeborg, what happened to you? You had chocolate cake, and what happened?
And I enjoyed the company, and I had a company of the birthday, the party.
And you've just lost your bedroom.
I never lose. God does not lose anything. God has everything.
You just lost your bedroom.
My bedroom.
Bedroom.
I have a new one. I have a new one.
That's the point. And how is your new bedroom?
I like it.
Is it bigger than the old one?
Yeah.
Do you have a sliding glass door in there?
See, yes.
And can you go in and out of the porch as you wish?
Yes.
Can you hide out of the house in the middle of the night and nobody knows you're off picking weeds or something? Yeah.
Well,
play the game.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Live now for exquisite fun.
Yes.
Now, what's the first thing you're going to do when you move into your bedroom?
Bless it.
And how are you going to bless your bedroom?
All is divine. All is in divine order.
Super. All is in divine order. Now, what is that going to do to your bedroom?
That all is in divine order.
What that's going to do to your bedroom is that you are going to be conscious of it being in divine order, and you are going to be conscious of all the blessings in there, and you're going to be conscious of all the good and happiness that's in there. Right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, what will Sylvia think of her new bedroom?
She will enjoy it.
She will enjoy it. Is she going to jump for joy? Happiness?
No, she will express it in some way.
Good. I was hoping you'd say something, Adam. Live now for exquisite fun. And I know each one of you are having exquisite fun by living now. I bless you and I love you, and I see each one of you living now, having exquisite fun. I love you, I love you, I love you.